Democratic leader fled into exile last month. A caretaker government is now running the North African country, but protests have flared again this weekend. I'm Ron Allen.
Patty started her home business to have more free time and retire early. She had no idea what it was going to mean for her at tax time. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Listen to what having a home business did for Patty's tax refund.
Hi, this is Patty. I'm from a very small town in South Central Missouri. Before I started doing Andy Willoughby's 3-Step Plan Home Business System, I had 2 dependent children living with me. And the best I could get on my taxes was about $1,000 to $1,500 back in tax deductions. Since I've been on the system, I have retired from my job fully, and my tax rebate last year was over $8,000 as opposed to $1,500 before, and still made a lot of money with this. It works for me. It can work for just about anybody who's going to put in a little bit of time and effort.
For information, go to 3-Step USA or call 800-480-2102.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the United States is deeply interested in Egypt's process right now, but isn't about to smile or frown on the involvement of any particular opposition group, including the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, Egypt's largest opposition group. Courtesy NPR.
Today we learned that the Muslim Brotherhood has decided to participate, which suggests that they are now involved in dialogue that we have encouraged. We're going to wait and see how this develops, but we've been very clear about what we expect.
The Obama administration supports the transition to a new government in Egypt, and it's up to the Egyptian people to decide if the reforms already proposed go far enough.
The people themselves and the leaders of various groups within Egyptian society will ultimately determine whether it is or is not meeting their needs.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Attention homeowners. The Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-590-6350. 800-590-6350.
The Chinese State News Service says China's gold production hit a new record last year with more than 340 tons, up 8% from the previous year. China is the world's top gold producer after overtaking South Africa in 2007. The state-run Xinhua News Agency on Sunday cited the China Gold Association as saying last year's output was over 340 tons, an increase of more than 26 tons from the year before. Correspondent Jocelyn Gecker reports that fighting between Cambodian and Thai soldiers erupted Sunday evening for a third day along a fluid border near an 11th century temple.
It belongs to Cambodia under a world court ruling in 1962, but the ruling is disputed by many people in Thailand. For the past couple of years, there have been troops stationed along the border, and over the past 3 days, the fighting has erupted Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, despite ceasefires that were reached after fighting on each of those days. Cambodia and Thailand have had a troubled relationship for many, many years, and border disputes over the years have complicated the relationship. Both countries also cite different border maps as proof that the land around Praya Vihar Temple belongs to each of them.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen.
Women move the world.
Home when you're not there. It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3333.
Welcome to Animals Today, your home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kircher. A beautiful day here in Southern California, but pretty darn cold in other parts of the country. And that brings me to discuss with you on today's show a story that is getting a lot of attention in the news recently, and that is a kitten died of hypothermia immediately after being transported in a Delta airplane. So I wondered, how common is this? How often do pets die on planes? What went wrong in this particular case that led to this poor cat's death? And what are the options available to people who need to transport their pets? And what do we need to know about pet travel, whether it's traveling with us or your pet is traveling alone? So later this hour, we'll be speaking to Gail Lang, who owns TLC Pet Transport. She runs a professional ground transportation business for pets, and she will tell us the benefits of transporting pets in vans and cars versus by air. We'll also be speaking with veterinarian Dr. Elisa Mazzaferro, who specializes in emergencies and critical care. And we'll ask her about safety and health issues, and will offer us practical tips about all aspects of pet travel. But first, I'd like to welcome Heather Lombardi, whose poor hairless kitten perished shortly after being on a commercial transport flight. Heather, welcome to Animals Today.
Thank you very much.
Heather, why don't you tell my listeners what happened?
Well, we had arranged her flight this past, it was January 22nd, it was a Saturday night. Her flight was scheduled to come in to Connecticut at 8:40. So my family and I, my two children and husband, we went to the airport, went right to, you know, the cargo area, and we were told to sit down. The plan was scheduled to land on time. So we took a seat and, tried to have some patience. And at 8:50, so 10 minutes after the plane had landed, I hadn't seen my kitten come out. So, you know, I went back up to the very nice woman who was at the counter, and I just asked her for an update, and I told her, you know, it's really cold out there. The kitten has no hair. I'm getting concerned. And she informed me that I guess there was a stuck latch in the, on the plane, and that they were doing everything that they could to remove her, and they would have her out as soon as possible. I had paid for her to be in climate control cargo, as well as another $70 to have her have expedited service. It's called Delta Dash. So I thought she was in a nice, warm cabin. So I went and I sat back down with my family and just waited. And at 9:30, they opened the cargo door, and they brought the carrier out, and I looked in, and I knew something was wrong. And I went up to the counter. The lady removed the zip ties. I took the carrier to the floor. She was laying in the front of the carrier, and she was so cold. And I picked her up, and she was just limp. I put her right into my coat. I grabbed my kid's hands, and we rushed out of the airport. Turned on my SUV. We put the heat on as high as it would go, and I started rubbing her in front of the heating vents, trying to warm her. And she just looked up at me, and she cried. And I just knew she had to go to the vet. And we took her to the vet. We drove, but on the way, she let out the most awful blood curdling cry I've ever heard.
Oh, Heather, we're so sorry. I know how much pain this is for you. Okay, so she died on the way to the veterinarian's office. Let me ask you something, Heather. Are you surprised as to how much attention this story's been given around the world?
You know something? Not at all. I'm not surprised by it because, you know something? I don't know. I don't know about you, but animals are, they're alive, they're living, they're precious. They deserve to be respected. the fact that this happened is just, I didn't know.
Heather, what would you like my listeners to learn from this tragedy?
Basically, that there's a lot of risks involved that aren't publicized with travel and with it comes to the airlines. When a plane lands, it's not pressurized any longer. And when it's no longer pressurized, it's no longer climate controlled. They don't tell you that. So if there's a hang up on the runway for any reason whatsoever, your animal is sitting in a area that is not climate controlled, whether it be too hot or too cold. They have no heat. They have no air conditioning. And I mean,
You paid for extra climate control. You paid for what was called this DASH, which I looked it up, Heather. It's Delta Cargo's flight specific small express package service. So shipping a pet with DASH, as you tried to do, gives it priority and fastest transit time available, meaning, you know, last in, first out. So you did what you thought was best. You had no idea that climate control wasn't controlled the climate during on the plane on the tarmac or unloading and loading. Heather, Delta made you an offer of compensation, which is astounding and disappointing to say the very least. Tell us about that.
Well, I've been going back and forth initially with Delta claims, and unfortunately they ended up putting me with the people who handle lost luggage, which I was mortified with to begin with. I would think that they would have an animal welfare division or somebody who makes sure that the animals are safe or deals with issues when there are issues, because it's very specialized. And the whole time I just wanted to know what went wrong and what they were going to do to fix it. To make sure that no other animal ever had to go through that again. And at the end of the process, which was this past week, I received an email from the claims manager truly showed me the integrity of the company. They basically put a value on my animal's life, on Snickers' life, of $10. And they
That's incredible.
Yeah, they determined her quote-unquote value by using dimensional weight. They took the carrier, which has a dimensional weight of 20 pounds, and multiplied it times 50 cents. 50 cents. How do you put a value on life nonetheless?
You can't. Right. Well, they can. It's like a piece of luggage. You lose a piece of luggage. They're treating it the exact same thing as an inanimate object. Heather, thank you so much for telling your story. And, of course, we're so sorry to hear what happened to you, your family, and especially the kitten. Would you please let us know when the official investigation is concluded and if you get any additional information from Delta?
Absolutely, and thank you so very much for helping just get the word out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather. Okay, so listen, I reached Delta spokesperson Anthony Black, and he declined to speak about any details concerning this case but agreed to answer a few general questions by email. And one of the questions I asked him was, if an animal dies related to flying on Delta, does Delta have a policy how to compensate the owner? And so his reply, and I'm going to paraphrase here, if Delta is at fault, then Delta will pay. And he mentioned the word DASH like Heather did a few minutes ago. Maximum liability fee is $750 or declared value. Then he states if no value is declared, their liability is 50 cents per pound. He states each incident is researched and evaluated on the merits of that situation. Necropsies are done to establish whether the death was a result of Delta's actions or some other reason. That's what he states. So, let me get this straight. The kitten comes out of the plane, still as a rail, frozen solid. Delta will somehow get the dead kitten back from the owner. They go through the process and to the extent of doing a necropsy on the animal to see how the animal died and if it was a result of Delta's actions, then Delta pays the owner 50 cents per pound. So Heather mentioned earlier they offered her $10 as compensation. $10! Now, Heather didn't mention they won the cat back for necropsy. So did this mean that liability and fault have been established if they've already offered her $10 for a living, breathing, sentient being that froze to death on their plane? And let me just remind you, Mr. Black would not come on the air to discuss this case. He would only answer a few questions by email. I also asked Mr. Black what guidelines Delta adheres to when transporting live animals in the cargo section of their planes. His response was that in addition to following the federal regulations concerning live animal transport, Delta also has an internal program empowering their employees, ensuring animal safety. Well, obviously, whatever's in place, their system seemed to have failed this poor kitten who died a horrible, horrible, painful death. Just ahead, we're going to be speaking to Dr. Elisa Mazzaferro about ways to travel safely with your pet and really all aspects of pet travel. I'm glad you're tuning in to Animals Today, where each week we bring discussions and interviews about the important issue concerning animals, both in our backyards and around the world. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Some people do not realize they could save hundreds on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Despite the millions of drivers switching to GEICO, they shell out extra money for car insurance elsewhere. They must enjoy spending more on things they can have for less. A ham sandwich for $5, they say? Nonsense, here's 10. Hats off to you, brave souls. The rest of us just like to save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-630-9709 because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-630-9709. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-630-9709. That's 1-800-630-9709.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories. calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-995-1769. That's 1-800-995-1769. 1-800-995-1769.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're talking about a story that's getting a lot of attention in the news recently, and that is a kitten died of hypothermia immediately after being transported in a Delta airplane. And something I failed to mention before the break that I really would like to mention is, you know, we're talking about fault and liability and Delta compensating Heather Lombardi, the owner of this little kitten, $10 as compensation for the death of this kitten, where her family or kids had to see this frozen, stiff kitten come off of the plane. Just a horrible, horrible story. But a thing I didn't mention, and I really want to make a big point about this, is we can't let the breeder get off the hook here. Okay, I mean, no one is mentioning in the articles I read, no one's mentioning or speaking about the breeder. The individual responsibility for the individual who's responsible, I should say, for creating this creature for profit and then placing this poor, defenseless, hairless kitten alone in the cargo area during one of the coldest winters we've had in a long time. So not only shame on Delta for accepting to fly this kitty alone, but shame on the breeder. And you ask me, if you really want to talk about liability and fault and stupidity and irresponsibility, let's talk about this breeder, which nobody seems to be talking about. But I'm not going to let her get off scot-free, I'll tell you that much. We are very pleased to have with us now Dr. Elisa Mezzaferro, who is Director of Emergency Services at Wheat Ridge Animal Hospital in Colorado. She's the Vice President of the American College of Veterinary Emergency and Critical Care and is an active lecturer and educator. Welcome, Elisa.
Thank you, Dr. Kirshner. How are you today?
I'm great. Elisa, just not so happy to hear about this horrible story. As you know, I'm sure you've heard, there was another instance in the news recently of a kitten in an airline transport container developed hypothermia and died shortly after the flight. And I thought I would begin by asking you, Elisa, to explain a little bit about safely transporting pets by air. And so first off, should a pet be seen by a veterinarian before flying?
Yeah, I feel really badly about this kitten. If one good thing could come out of this is that we could bring to people's awareness that, you know, maybe we can do better from now on. And so the airlines all require health certificates. And so a veterinarian needs to examine a pet and evaluate them to make sure that they are able to withstand flying, and whether that's in the cabin or in a cargo hold. And so a veterinarian needs to sign off about the health of that animal prior to transport to make sure that, you know, the animal has the best health possible.
And Delta requires this certificate?
All airlines actually do require a health certificate prior to shipping and transport. Yes.
So I know you probably can't answer this question. Do you think the breeder failed to get the health certificate and Delta failed to request it from the breeder?
I can't comment on that. I'm unaware of the exact circumstances.
Okay.
What I can comment on are the health certificates that we, as veterinarians at Wheat Ridge Animal Hospital, signed. And basically, an animal needs to be able to withstand 40 to 80 degrees Fahrenheit for a 5 to 7 hour duration. If the temperatures are less than 25 degrees Fahrenheit, less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or greater than 80 degrees Fahrenheit, we want that limited to the lowest amount of time possible. so less than 30 minutes. And so the unfortunate thing is if the animals are put in the cargo hold prior to it being pressurized and controlled for temperature, or if for some reason the cargo hold temperature and pressure fails for whatever reason, then the animals would be exposed to higher or lower than normal environmental temperatures. And so I can't comment on what Delta or that breeder did. What I can comment on is that an animal needs to be healthy and that there are specific guidelines for temperatures that are considered potentially safe for transport.
Right. And the guest did mention, Doctor, that she paid for climate control service and believed her cat would be kept at a good temperature throughout the entire transport process, which turned out to be untrue because, as you explained, it may not be climate control when you're unloading and loading and on the tarmac, correct?
Mm-hmm. Potentially. Depends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can pets traveling in the cargo section get lost like a piece of luggage?
Yeah, I have heard of pets getting lost like a piece of luggage. One of the good things is that we do require that animals, you know, have identification tags, that the actual cargo and shipping container is labeled with how to contact the client, as well as it's good to have your pet microchipped. Even if you're not transporting the pet by plane, if you're traveling with your pet, say cross-country around the holidays, you're going to visit grandma, what if, God forbid, your dog or cat gets loose at a rest station? If you have a microchip and keep that number secure, as well as keep you connected with that number with your name, address, a current phone number, then hopefully if someone finds your pet, they'll be able to be reunited with your pet wherever they got lost to.
Oh, that's such a great tip. What other pointers or tips do you have for people traveling with their pets, whether by air or on the road?
So if you're traveling with your pet, I would recommend bringing a photograph of you with your pet so that you can show people what the pet looks like in the event that they get lost. Also bring copies of their medical records. I like to map out different locations if in the event of emergency where I can find a veterinary hospital and an emergency hospital. And you can actually find locations on AHA's website, healthypet.com. You can also go to the Veterinary Emergency Critical Care Society's website, V as in Victor, ECCS.org, and find local emergency clinics. Having copies of their medical records as well as any medications that they may be on, and bringing their own food so they don't get an upset stomach due to the stress of travel and then changing their diet is usually a pretty good idea to help decrease the stress of traveling with your cat or your dog.
Oh, those are such great tips, Doctor. One final question. When someone does come to you before flight to evaluate their pet for a flight, how do you prepare a dog or cat for a flight in a cargo, let's say, a cargo section of the plane? Do you offer any sedation? Is that recommended? Can you offer any other things to calm the pet down?
Mm-hmm. We could offer sedation. There are also pet specific pheromones, which are natural hormones that sometimes can decrease their anxiety. We like to have at least food and water available up to the time of transport, and a blanket or some soft bedding available for that pet. Some types of sedatives can cause the animal's blood pressure or body temperature to drop, and so it's not ideal to give them a sedative unless it's absolutely necessary. And there are some very pet-friendly airlines, and so there are airlines where the pets travel in the cabin just like a passenger would, and all these airlines do is transport pets, and they're actually quite reasonably priced. Or there are pet nannies that will go to and from places that will actually pick up a pet and then transport it to their new location. Or if I travel with my pets, I have pugs and cats, and if I have to travel with them on an airplane, I bring them in the cabin with me under the seat. Now, that's not always available, particularly for very large dogs, but at least with these guidelines, we can be a little bit more cautious or use some alternative. I think the best thing is, unless a patient has to be transported, I would leave them at home in a kennel. And aborting
Very
kennels.
Good. Yes, Dr. Elisa Mazzaferro, great last pointer. I agree completely. Leave them at home or in a kennel. Dr. Elisa Mazzaferro, who specializes in emergencies and critical care. Thank you so much for bringing on your expertise on animals today. What makes you think you're something special when you smile? Childlike, no one understands. Jackknife in your sweaty hands. Some kind of innocence is measured out in years. You don't know what it's like to listen to your fears. You can talk to me.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Try Right Size before you buy it. For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-995-1769. That's 1-800-995-1769.
Build your better breakfast at Subway with the new 250 breakfast combo. Get a Western egg white muffin melt, fresh toasted and made to your order. Add a 16-ounce cup of freshly brewed Seattle's Best coffee, all for only $2.50. Try the new Subway 250 breakfast combo today. Subway, eat fresh.
For a limited time only at participating restaurants. May not be combined with coupon offers or discount cards, plus tax where applicable. That content refers to Western egg white muffin melt prepared according to standard recipe.
Millions of loving, adoptable, beautiful dogs and cats are killed each year in our country shelters. Too many companion animals are permitted to have litters, but there are just not enough homes to take them all. Animals Today strongly encourages people to adopt pets from a shelter instead of buying from a breeder or a pet store, because when you adopt from a shelter, more than likely you are saving a life. But when you buy a pet, you support an industry that's contributing to the pet overpopulation problem. Spread the word, adopt, and don't buy.
Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Are credit card bills stressing you out? Do you find yourself living paycheck to paycheck, hanging your head in embarrassment with $4,000 or more in unsecured debt? Call Consumer Education Services Incorporated, a nonprofit organization, for help. They'll give you a free consultation and a clear picture of how to permanently get out of debt. Here's the number.
800-948-6817. 800-948-6817.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirscher. And Peter, how you doing?
Pretty good.
A horrible story, isn't it?
Very tragic.
The tragic death of a kitten that was frozen to death, literally died of hypothermia minutes after a flight on Delta Airlines.
So kittens can travel like that.
You know, I read that I don't know if it's 9, 10, 11 weeks. I'm not sure how many weeks this kitten was. They're not supposed to travel.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, the veterinarian mentioned you need a certificate to present that illustrates that a vet looked at the cat and said it was healthy enough to travel. So my question to you, Peter, number one, do you think Delta failed to request the certificate? Number two, and or do you think the breeder, failed to get an authentic signature from a vet signing off that this cat can be placed in cargo on a Delta Airlines?
I think you're right to be suspicious about everyone in this case.
Yeah.
All right.
So what do you think?
Keep digging.
Keep digging. I'll tell you, I still think it's the breeder.
Get your legal team on it.
That's right. I'm going to. Okay, so who we have now with us is Gail Lang, founder and president of TLC Pet Transport and In-Home Inc. Gail, thank you for being with us on Animals Today.
Sorry.
Gail, you prefer and your business provides pet transport services provided by drivers. Why do you think traveling on the road is preferable for pets compared to air travel?
Well, there's just so many pros and cons, and let me address the cons, okay? Air travel, it's very traumatic. I mean, they're up in that little cargo section, and they're all alone, and it's dark, and it's very, very noisy. You know, they might say that it's temperature controlled, but it's very unsafe. I've had so many customers tell me that their pets are so traumatized afterwards, sometimes they never recover. So, and there's no one, once you put them in cargo, there's no one to look after them. They could get sick, just car sick, air sick, puke, you know, just die that way. Older pets that have hidden heart ailments or just anything at all, they could die just from the stress of it.
And no one's there to monitor them.
No one's there to monitor them. You know, once they're in there, no one looks after them. They don't even know what's going on. And It might be temperature controlled, but you know what? You're at 30,000 feet, and it's cold. Sometimes you're even higher than 30,000. It's cold up there. I don't care how warm they're going to try and make it. And then there's so much danger once you land. Sometimes it takes an hour to take off. It takes an hour to land and park. And that's when they die. They either suffocate from the heat or they freeze to death like that poor little cat. That, you know, that's probably what happened. And a little puppy or a little cat, they're just too little. Their systems can't take it. And if you're gonna fly one, fly it as a carry-on, because the airlines do allow that. Not all airlines do, but most do. You know, it ranges from $75 to $150. They have to be accompanied by their person, and you can carry them on like you would your purse. And that's the best way to do it if you're going to fly. Other than that, you want to go with ground, because we're always there monitoring them. You know, we know if they get sick, and if they do, we can take them to a vet right away. Of course, you know, that never happens hardly. I mean, it's never happened with us, and we've been in business for 10 years.
Yeah, and Gail, I want to talk about your wonderful business. You mentioned pros and cons. You just gave us a few cons, which I totally agree with, on traveling in the air with pets or sending your pet by air. Do you know any pros?
Oh, there's so many. You know, once they get on board, the way all of us do it is by van. You know, some use large vans, some small. You're in constant contact with them. You talk to them.
So really the only pro is if you can take your pet with you and monitor them on the plane, correct?
That's the only pro to flying, if you can carry them on board.
let's talk about your company. You run a professional ground transportation business for pets.
That's
and
right.
Tell us what vehicles do you use, and who drives and looks after the needs of the pets?
Well, we use minivans most of the time because we like to keep our loads small, and we want to get your pet there quick for you. So we, you know, guarantee a 4-day maximum on the road. Just like, you know, dogs, they don't want to travel for 6 to 10 days. So if we keep it to a small load, like 4 to 6 pets per van, there's one driver per van. He can take care of all those pets. He can keep his constant eye on them, talk to them, know what they need. Sometimes some of them have to come out of a crate, so we can take them out of a crate. We use soft crates so we can collapse the crate. And not only that, but they get the love and attention. You know, they become, it's almost like they become your family. You're their new owner. And they love and respect you. They're not frightened.
Gail, how many hours does the vehicle travel in a day, and where are the nights spent?
Well, we offer two kinds. We got group and we got private. If you're in a group, you've got combined families. So what we do is we stay at rest areas and we sleep with the pets in the van at rest areas. They're patrolled rest areas, the ones that have, you know, police. And it's not an easy job, but it is, you know, you have to really love animals to do what
we do.
But then
can you accommodate animals needing special medical care, such as injections?
Oh, yeah. We're all trained to do that. In fact, my husband, I got to tell you this, my husband did a trip where he had this one cat in renal failure. And, I mean, we knew it up front. And this cat every morning had to have a bag of fluid. I'm not talking just a little syringe full, but a bag full to start the day. And every day my husband hung this bag from his antenna of the van and put the needle in the cat's back and gave this cat fluid, his daily fluid. And had to do that 3 times. It was a 3-day trip to get this cat across country.
Gail, is it expensive to transport a pet with your service?
It's more than the airlines, but it's not that much more.
Right.
How's
your safety record?
We've never lost a pet, and we've never been in an accident.
Right, so. which is a lot more than we can say with the airlines.
Oh.
You think the pets overall are happier traveling by car or van, in your case, rather than plane, even though the travel time is longer compared to flying?
Oh, yes. You know, we love them, and we try and make it fun for them. We stop every 4 hours. They get out for exercise and potty, and we get to, you know, exercise and potty too. You know, it helps break up the monotony of our day. We drive from you know, probably 8 in the morning till midnight. So, listening to books.
Right. Well, you have lots of wonderful testimonials on your website, and the website again for my listeners is TLCPetTransport.com. TLCPetTransport.com. And this is Gail Lang, who owns the company. Gail, we really appreciate you coming on Animals Today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And please remind your readers that they can find out all that happens to pets at that ThirdAmendment.com website.
ThirdAmendment.com. Okay, ThirdAmendment.com. What happens to pets on airlines, correct?
Yes, it breaks down by each, you know, individual airline. It breaks down, and it's updated monthly for, you know, all the deaths, all the losses, all everything that happens to them. And it, I think, it, you know, breaks it down with dogs and cats and everything like that. So they're not always honest. They're not honest enough, but that's the easiest access.
Gail Lang, TLC Pet Transport, thank you so much for appearing on the show. I'm Stay tuned. We're going to have Peter in the news. You're listening to Animals Today, and you can always visit us at animalstodayradio.com to learn more about the show. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner. I welcome your comments about the show. You can always email me at drlori, that's Dr. Lori, at animalstodayradio.com.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org. That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-630-9709, because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-630-9709. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-630-9709. That's 1-800-630-9709.
Attention! If you're attempting to lose weight, please stay tuned for an important opportunity. In a 6-month clinical study, participants lost an average of 30 pounds without changing their eating habits or routine. Now, Sensa is conducting a market trial in this listening area. If you're trying to lose weight, you are eligible to try Sensa free for 30 days. Call 1-800-714-6892 now to request your free trial. Participation in this free trial does not require any dieting, pills, or change in lifestyle. In fact, we only ask that you continue your current eating habits. Just use clinically proven Sensa, the same weight loss breakthrough you've seen on Extra, Dateline NBC, and America's Newsroom. Results are guaranteed. If you want to lose weight, you are eligible to participate in this market trial. Sensa has not yet been released to stores, so for your 30-day free trial, you must call this number now. 1-800-714-6892. That's 1-800-714-6892.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked so young.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a risk-free trial today.
She always looked good to me. I can't believe how young she looks.
Hydroxytone is now available at Ulta stores, but for this exclusive radio offer, you must call 1-800-
1-800-504-1933. That's a free trial at 1-800-504-1933.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hi, Peter. You were asking me if I was drinking your coffee that you gave up about 2 months ago. Is that because I'm acting hyper today?
Indeed.
Well, you know what? I'm a little anxious and upset. I have to be honest with you. The story's making me crazy. I can't get it out of my little brain. I want to see the certificate. I want to see this document that supposedly Delta needs to ask for before a pet flies in the cargo section. I want to see this document that supposedly the breeder was supposed to go to a vet, get cleared by a vet with the document given to her and presented to Delta. I want to see the certificate if this was ever achieved. Do you agree?
I would love to see this document.
Okay. The other thing is, Peter, I have to tell you, the veterinarian, Dr. Elisa Mezzaferro, she was great. She specializes in emergencies and critical care, and she was on the show earlier. She mentioned that when you have your vet check, when you have your pet checked by a vet, and they require, I guess, the temperature control in a plane, the range is 40 to 80 degrees, right? 40 to 80 degrees, and she mentioned for 5 to 7 hours.
Right.
So
that's can be pretty cool for a hairless cat.
A hairless
or
cat.
Whatever, any
that's
sort of animal
right.
who wants to be at 40 degrees for
that's right.
five hours.
40 degrees for 7 hours may kill any small pet, any small living creature, right? So a vet would never issue a certificate okaying that. Isn't that correct? A hairless kitty could be 40 degrees. For 7 hours? Would any vet issue that certificate? That's okay.
None that I know.
Well,
there's more to the story here.
Yeah, I know. And I'm going a little crazy here. So let's move on to. No, you know, there's another question I want to ask you.
Yes.
Our last guest, Gail Lang, who owns TLC Pet Transport, mentioned the Third Amendment website. I know you looked that up. Explain that.
Oh, this has nothing to do with the Third Amendment. This is a. I believe an individual who has a website called the Third Amendment, which is not pertinent to the story here, but it's a place where he is posting the statistics about animals who injured, lost, or died on planes. So it's just a place where he put it. That's all.
I see.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on. At least I'll try. What's in the news?
Well, speaking about caffeine and coffee, here's a tea story. And, you know, Unilever, who owns a Lipton tea, they have been testing on animals and to try to figure out some medical condition that they could claim that drinking tea would help. Finally, they've been convinced to stop doing this testing by an effort from PETA. They had been injecting pigs with E. coli to see if tea would help fight the infection. They were having rabbits overfed and then giving them tea to see if it would help their arteries, stuff like that.
Oh, this is crazy. So you're making me crazy all over again.
Well, they've stopped.
Okay.
So
well,
you can relax.
Okay. Who is that? Lipton?
Unilever, which is Lipton, and also the PG Tips teas.
Okay. Well, the fact that they even started, I'm not going to buy their product anymore. That's it.
There you go.
That's it. There you go.
Well, PETA was instrumental in this one.
PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. That's right. Good for them.
The cool weather has caused more animals to die besides this poor cat in Ciudad Juarez, Mexico. Power went out at the Serengeti Zoo. And 14 parrots, 13 serpents, five iguanas, two crocodiles, and a monkey perished because there's no backup power. Do you think if you had a zoo, you'd have
a generator? Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, well, not in this Serengeti Zoo in Mexico.
Oh, that's terrible.
Chattanooga Zoo also having troubles too. They were inspected. They were a number of animals recently died there. The cold was a factor in some of them. They're disputing some of the allegations. A chimp died there last month. Seven animals died there last month. So that's they're having. They need to look at what they're doing there in the Chattanooga Zoo.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it should remind people that even our pets, I mean, if you have an outdoor pet during this cold season and obviously during the hot season, bring them in, you know, bring the pet in. And Peter, can pets get frostbitten on their digits?
Yes, I know they can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, amongst other things, obviously, that's the least of the worries. But so bring the pets in. Anything else in the news or is that pretty much it?
Well, that's the highlights.
Okay.
I have news of the weird and strange, if you want to go there, or do you want to finish it up?
Okay, one weird and strange, quickly.
Oh, okay. A boy in daycare was struck by the daycare worker with a frying pan when the boy dropped his bagel, which had cream cheese on it, on the ground, and the dog started eating the cream cheese. The caretaker was concerned that the cream cheese would kill the dog, which motivated her to take the frying pan and attack the child that she was caring for.
Weird and strange and psychopathic.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So what happened to her?
Well, $75,000 bail set and charges are pending, endangering the welfare of a child.
Wow.
Cream cheese does not kill dogs.
No.
So that's just people, dogs love cheese. Give them a little, they can have a little treat now and then.
That's right.
Cream cheese is not going to kill a dog.
No. But, you know, other foods can.
Yes.
So she had it in her little craw that maybe cream cheese was a culprit. But okay, so I'm glad you're tuning in to Animals Today. And listen, each week we